I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted 2.0. All right, quick fit tip. What I really love about the show, many things, but all the different things I bring you. Studies, stories, interviews, and yes, actionable advice, stuff you can do immediately. And today is one of those shows. Fit tip, a true 10-minute Tabata workout. Now, some of you may have heard of Tabata. Some of you may know what it is. Some of you may think you know what it is, but you're really not doing it. So this is a quick fit tip. I'm going to give you the description. I'm actually going to read, I think it's two paragraphs right from my most recent book, The Micro Workout Plan, where I talk about the Tabata workout. And I interviewed, some of the best when it comes to interval training, including Dr. Michelle Olson, one of the preeminent researchers into Tabata training, and I will have her back on again. But anyway, it's all about short workouts, right? At least when we're talking about something like Tabata. And as I say frequently, you should have all different length workouts, 3 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, 15, 30, 60, longer, based on your time available to train, the mood you're in, and yes, the type of workout you're going to do. All right, minutes matter. And generally speaking, if the workout is shorter and you want the maximum benefit, and that can be calorie burn, that can be sports performance, that can be, anxiety, kind of the cognitive benefits, stress reduction, all of those things, we go harder when we go shorter. And that's what's going to be one of my major critiques of what people call Tabata when it's not. All right, true high-intensity interval training is rare. Right? And when it comes to Tabata, it's a 20-10 protocol, 20 seconds hard, 10 seconds recovery. And I'm going to give you the description in a second, but many gyms are just doing 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, calling it Tabata. And they're throwing any exercise in there, right? You can do a plank for 20 seconds, recover for 10. That's the Tabata protocol as far as time, but it comes nowhere close to what they did in the study, which was really, 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 really hard cardiovascular exercise for that 20 seconds. So let me give you the description, the quick kind of explanation of what it is. This is right from my book, The Micro Workout Plan, if you're interested in purchasing it. A form of HIIT, Tabata is an exercise protocol named after Japanese scientist Dr. Izumi Tabata, from the National Institute of Fitness and Sport in Tokyo, though he gives credit to Olympic speed skating coach Irizawa Kochi. Dr. Tabata originally conducted a study with Japanese speed skaters as his subjects, performing interval training on stationary bikes. The paper, Effects of Moderate Intensity Endurance and High Intensity Intermittent Training on Anaerobic Capacity and VO2 Max, which Tabata authored alongside six other contributors, was published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise back in 1996. The study involved two groups of subjects, one exercising at a moderate level of intensity for an hour, and the other performing high-intensity interval training for just 4 minutes. 4 minutes, people. That's really important. The specific protocol for the HIIT group was both simple and brutal at the same time. 20 seconds done at an all-out, lung-searing effort, followed by 10 seconds of rest, repeated 8 times through. You do the math, it's 4 minutes. Once again, just 4 minutes total workout time. The results? Both groups made similar gains in aerobic fitness. The HIIT group, however, also increased their anaerobic capacity by a whopping 28%. A caveat? The Tabata protocol involved the subjects performing the 20 seconds of exercise at 170% of their VO2 max. Many of you go, I don't know what that means. Just it was hard, like 9 to 10, pretty much a 10, or even, you know, if you believe in going past 10, which I don't believe you can give more than 100%, right? It's really, really hard as you can go for 20 seconds with only 10 seconds rest. Okay, that's the true 10-minute Tabata protocol. So here is what I am going to give you as far as a workout. And you can do this on any type of cardio, although different types of cardio make it a little harder to do that 10 seconds of rest. I will explain that a little further in a second, but 10 minutes. So let's say you got 10 minutes. Everyone has 10 minutes. Let's say you're listening to the show and you're like, you're not exercising and you're hoping that this show is going to help you get there. Set your alarm clock 12 minutes earlier. And I'm assuming, again, you've got some cardio equipment at home, maybe. 12 minutes. Give you 2 minutes to wake up. You know, set out your clothes. Go downstairs, home gym, wherever you keep that piece of cardio equipment. And here's the workout. 4 minutes easy. This is your warm-up. 4 minutes. Super easy. Get that blood flowing. Get the body moving. You know, that super slow, 1 to 10, like a 3 to 4 tops. And then you go. Then it's 4 minutes of just work. It's 20 seconds all out. That can be going faster. That can be increasing the incline, the resistance. Again, depending on what type of cardio you're using. All out 20 seconds, like just lung searing, as I said earlier. I say it all the time when I do this workout. I do it at my Nantucket camp. I give people an example of it by doing burpees. Talk about that in a second. But by and large, I want you to do this on cardio. All right. But I use that as my camp to show them how hard 20 seconds can be and how hard 4 minutes can be. So 4 minute warm up, 20 seconds hard, 10 seconds recovery, slow down. It is really hard to recover in 10 seconds, but that's the point. And you do that 8 times through and then you do a 2 minute cool down. That is some of the best 10 minutes of cardiovascular exercise you can cram into 10 minutes. You got the warm up, which is twice as long as the cool down. Really important, because when you go all out, you need to warm the body up. You don't want to jump out of bed, jump onto your, you know, rower and just start hammering. 10 minutes. Minutes matter. And this will show you that if you do it right. If you do it right, I talk about the gray zone, you know, not really hard, not really easy. A lot of people spend a lot of time there. That's fine. There are benefits. But we also want to maximize our results and our time and our health by on our easy days going easy and going long. And on our hard days, they're short. I was asked to take a group fitness class. I always end with this, almost wrapping this up. And it was a spin class, a group indoor cycling, new studio. And friend asked me to go try it out. The instructor did 45 minutes of Tabata. When she said we were doing Tabata, I was like, for 45 minutes? And it was like 8 minutes, and then she would take breaks for 2, and then we'd do it again. You can't do it. Can you do it? Sure. Are you truly getting up to those zones that you want to get to after 4 minutes? You're done. The whole point is to go hard, go easy, go home. When the workouts are shorter, when you are truly redlining, redline. Go hard, go easy, and stay out of that gray zone. All right, so there you have it. Whatever type of cardio you're doing, can be a rower, can be an elliptical. You want to add as many muscle groups as possible, though, if you have an elliptical machine with the arms or access to that, a little better. Motorless treadmill. This is hard to do on a real treadmill because you can't slow down the machine enough in 10 seconds. So if you have access to, you know, a motorless treadmill, or you do it outside, 4 minute warm up, sprint for 20, walk for 10. Stationary bike, awesome. And especially the Airdyne bike with the arms and the fan. All right. Now you have another tool in your exercise arsenal to get you in the best shape of your life and the results you want. Minutes matter. Short workouts work. This is hard, people. And if you can do it more than 10 minutes, you're not doing it right. High intensity interval training should be done for most people, one hard workout, one easy. And professional athletes, runners, generally, it's one hard workout, two easy. All right? If you're doing high intensity interval training every day, you're not doing it right. Okay? And there you go. Tom H. Fit is Instagram. Tom H. Fit is Twitter. Reach out with questions, comments. Love to hear from you. You go to teamholland.com. Email me through the site as well. Please follow the show. Subscribe, rate. It's a brand new feed. We are building it like crazy. I'm controlling it. Only the best sponsors. the ones I believe in 100% and keeping it to a minimum, because it's about helping you live your best life. We all control three things: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our state of mind. And that, people, is awesome. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Thank you for listening and believe in yourself.